Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now is the day of salvation. This is the text. Again, we gather this evening and continue our Advent journey, focusing on the theme, we begin with the end. 2 weeks ago, we heard the Lord say, "Behold, I am making all things new." Last week, we heard the words of John the Baptist, the Advent prophet, "Even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees." Tonight, we hear St. Paul say, "Now is the day of salvation." Now. Salvation is not something the people of God are sitting around waiting for it to happen. Oh, I can't wait until the Lord saves me. Your salvation has come. Your eternal life began at baptism. On the day of Pentecost, Peter said to the crowd, "Baptism now saves you." Baptism is both an end and a beginning. Your old Adam drowns and dies. You are raised up in your new life in Christ. Paul says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The new has come. Come. Now is the day of salvation. Then you hear the words of Jesus. "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." So in baptism, you are in Christ, and you are a new creation, and Christ is the resurrection and the life, and anyone who lives and believes in him shall never die. Therefore, you are already experiencing eternal life. Your beginning, baptism, brings you to the end. The resurrection of the body and life everlasting, that is the ultimate goal. It is what we long for. It is the reason we decorate the church and our homes for Christmas. It's the reason we are so filled with joy at the celebration of the birth of our Lord. We look forward to the resurrection and life everlasting. This season brings much joy. Yet, especially this evening, as we gather, we are called to examine our hearts and our consciences, and we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. As the hymn we just sang, it is not by our own work. There's nothing that we can do. Scripture is very clear. It is Christ's work and his alone that allows us to say, now is the day of salvation. But we live in the now, but not yet, of eternal life. Now is the day of salvation, but not yet do we experience the fullness of the life to come. Sin and guilt will remain in this world until Christ returns on the last day and brings everything to an end. Therefore, we rejoice. We rejoice at the grace of our baptism. We celebrate the coming of our Lord. He was born so that we can be reborn in water in the Word. He died so that we will live. But that hope is not something off in the future. We are in Christ, and He is the resurrection and the life. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The child born in Bethlehem, He is the man hung on the cross outside of Jerusalem. He was born when the lambs were being born in Israel, when shepherds were out in the fields keeping watch over their flocks by night. He was declared by John the Baptist on the banks of the Jordan River to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the Son of God. He is the Lamb of God crucified on the altar of the cross for the sin of us all. That's why we celebrate. That's why we decorate. That's why we rejoice that Christ has come and that Christ is coming. But we gather this evening to prepare ourselves for that feast. As we gather at the birth of our Lord and partake of the broken body and shed blood of the man who hung on the cross. We gather this evening and we confess our sins, and we hear the words of forgiveness spoken in the absolution. The forgiveness you receive, it's not something that you have to wait around for. Now is the day of salvation. Your sins are forgiven now. You are a new person right now. Baptism now saves you. The promise of absolution, it now saves you. The Word of God, those sweet words of the gospel, now saves you. The broken body and shed blood of Christ our Lord, it now saves you. Because now is the day of salvation. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.